Hi, this is Marianne.
Hi, Marianne. It's Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. I haven't heard from you in a few weeks.
Okay, well, it's been crazy here, and I just haven't had the ability to do anything. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have a few minutes to talk? I don't even think we had the real opportunity to kind of see what we can do for you and see
okay.
if we can help you out.
Right now, I don't know. There's just been some things happening that I've got to get figured out, honey. I've got to get them figured out before I can see what I can do. Okay. I'm just not sure right now. Now that's all there is to it. That's all there is to it. And I just, until I can get it figured out, I just don't know. Okay.
Okay. I'm assuming that these are more along the side of not business related, but more personal related things, right?
No, they're business related.
Oh, they're business related.
Business
okay.
related. And I don't want to look at borrowing more money and not being able to pay it back. I mean that's not what I do. That's not what I want to do. Okay?
Right, of course. I think that was the first, I guess you can say consideration that you were letting me know about. You said that
yes.
there were some things, going on that you wanted to get figured out as well. Is it that you currently have a few loans out that you're, just trying to pay down?
Well, I've got a couple that I'm trying to get paid, and it's just been it's really been a bad situation. Employees, you just can't find good ones. And had a boy quit yesterday because he didn't like some little stupid shit, So it's just I don't know. I've been at this 27 years, and this year has been the worst. Absolutely.
Well, why don't you tell me a little bit more about what's going on? Are the terms on these loans just not favorable to the business itself?
Well, I doubt that you could give me anything that would be a lesser rate or, it's a daily pay type thing. And
okay.
so that's just killing me right now. Okay.
Who are you currently working with right now? Who is the loan out with?
I think it's American Financial, I think. I'm out in the yard right now, so I don't have any paper in front of me, but
not,
I think that's who it is.
Not a problem. How much did you take out with them? What was the loan amount?
I don't know what the amount is off the top of my head, but there's like $302 that comes out
a day,
5 days a week, and it's right now it's just too much.
Is that the only current one that you have out with them?
Yes.
Or with
yes.
like anybody? So
yes.
that's just it's just one loan that with the daily
yes.
payments that's really affecting
yes.
the business.
Yes.
Okay.
It is.
So essentially it's a working capital loan.
Right.
Have you done one of those before with American Financial, or was this the first
no.
time?
No, this is the first time with them.
Okay. Well, what about in the past? Have you done a working capital loan before?
I had something, but that was through somebody else entirely, and that. And that worked out well. I didn't have any problems. It worked out well.
Was that through Advantage Corp?
Advantage, that's it. I couldn't remember the name until you said it.
And that's originally how we were able to get you pre-approved over on our end, was because of your relationship with them.
Yes. I didn't have any problems
mm-hmm.
there, and I'm not saying that they're the problem. I'm saying that I'm concerned because of the business, okay?
Of course.
But I'm trying everything I can do, and I'm 27 years is a long time and a lot of investment.
And you shouldn't give up on the business right now. That's the last thing that you should do. It's a legacy that you've created,
Yeah, but, it's not doing me any good right now.
Well, what did you use the money for? Kind of give me a better picture of how you used the working capital.
Yeah, for some equipment and for, labor and personnel.
Oh,
okay.
Marianne, what did you use the working capital loan for equipment for? Why? What equipment did you buy?
I'm a record company. Okay, so
you bought some
records and little records. Yeah. And
how much did that record cost you?
Well, the big record is about $400,000. I've got it paid down to $250,000.
And so you used the working capital loan for the wrecker?
Yeah.
Oh, Marianne, oh my God. Who told you to do that?
Well, it wasn't that anybody told me. It was just that I was in that position that I had to, you know, had to do that.
Hold on. Did somebody from American Financial kind of convince you that it would be the best option to use a working capital loan for purchasing your equipment?
I can't say that they did or they didn't.
This is a little concerning to me because our business, since we're a privately held bank, we base everything off building a relationship with our customers.
Right.
And for somebody to possibly have advised you on using a working capital loan on purchasing equipment I wish that I was in contact with you prior to you even doing something like that, because what we offer is our equipment financing program, like the traditional equipment financing. Mm-hmm. Rather than, you know, because that type of a loan, a $400,000 wrecker is going to cost a nice pretty penny with interest, off the working capital loan, when you can have stretched it out going through equipment financing for, a long term, 5-year term with lower payments, monthly payments too, and not daily payments.
Yeah, and not daily. The daily is really, really hurting me now. I was doing pretty good and I was okay, but then,
I want to see if there's a way that we can help you out, because a $302 daily payment is a lot of money coming out of business, especially when
that's $1,500 a week.
Exactly. And the thing is, it's at a higher rate because you use working capital rather than equipment financing. When did you do this? When did you take out the loan and purchase the equipment?
I just don't have that off the top of my head. I mean, I'm out in the yard trying to get some stuff done right now, so that's why. I just need to, if I could have a way to, postpone some of those daily payments until I can kind of, see my way clear. I don't want to not pay it back. Definitely.
That'll result in a default, and that would drastically hurt your business as well as yourself.
That's right. I don't want to do that. So if I could find a way, suspend it until I can get my feet on the ground, or
how's the business been doing this year? Like, how are you guys' sales? Kind of give me a better picture of that.
This has been a bad year. Part of that is, the employee pool in trying to find Class A CDL drivers, finding anybody who wants to work, because if they're even 40, but I'd say 30 or under, they don't want to work.
It's the sentiment of the younger generation nowadays, right?
Yes, it is. They want all the money in the world, but they don't want to do anything for it. I've got one guy that just did not show up today, and I've not been able to get him to be on time since he started. And that's not good for our customers. Our customers want it there at a specific time, and we have to respond to that.
It reflects poorly on your reputation in the business as a whole when you have an employee who's not necessarily giving you the 100% that you deserve.
That's right. So it's just, it's been that kind of a thing, and it's just been a bad year. Now that's all there is to it. But I just don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just hoping and praying that, I'll be able to get through it. I don't know how.
Okay. Well, here's what I want to see what we can do on my end here. I would think that we could possibly help. One of my senior members, a quick question here in regards to what's going on in your particular instance. Can you give me just 1 second?
Sure.
Okay. Marianne, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here, honey.
Okay, so, alright, so I just spoke with my senior, kind of told him a little bit about your predicament right now, and he kind of recommended that I think the best option that we can do right now is, I want to know a little bit more about the wrecker in particular. So did you buy that outright? Do you own it fully outright? Or are you still making...
No, I'm making payments on it.
Okay,
and
so...
it's, you know, like I say, it's down to about $250 right now.
Okay, so you...
And that is through a bank. I mean, I'm paying the payments, but... You know, this last year I'm having trouble making those payments. So, you know, I had to, you know, try to balance things out, and I've tried to do that, but it just hasn't. It hasn't been what I thought, you know,
okay.
In terms of taking care of it. Okay, and I don't want to default. But
no, of course that is not. You know, that's the last thing that you want to see happen to your business. Because you said that you were using the working capital loan to pay for the wrecker. What did you use exactly the working capital loan for through American?
Well, I had to pay some expenses, but you know, I needed cash to keep going.
Of course.
And so, you know, there was a variety of things. It didn't all go to the wrecker. It went to, you know, other expenses.
You use the working capital loan to cover some business expenses such as payroll, and then to cover some of the payments on the interest that you owe to the bank. Okay, now that makes sense.
I thought
you had used the working capital loan to put like a down payment or purchase the wrecker outright.
No, I did not do that.
Cool. That kind of clears things up for me.
Good.
Did you happen to go back inside? Are you still out on the yard?
No, I'm still out on the yard. I know. I'm just trying. I've got some impound cars that I'm trying to get moved around and squared away. Now the other thing is I do have one of my heavies that is paid for.
You already have a wrecker paid for?
Oh, yeah. It is paid for, and so I don't owe a penny on it. And it is probably worth, I would like to say, that it's worth $125,000. Okay.
What year is this wrecker?
Well, it is a it comes in two pieces, if you will. There is the truck, the chassis, and that is a 99 Peterbilt, and it's got a 3406 Caterpillar in it. It's got a 10-speed, and it has a 2007 Vulcan V70 wrecker body. Now that is a 35-ton, so she's a big girl.
Wow.
She's a tandem axle, she's pretty big, and, you know, if you got a tractor trailer rolling down the road, I can pick it up and tow it.
Wow.
That's what I do. Okay.
And you know what?
The other one, the one that I owe $250 on now, it was, like I said, it was four something, you know, the better part of half a mil, and I've paid it down to $250. So I'm proud that I've done that. Okay.
Oh no, and Marianne, you seem when you're talking about this, I couldn't hear it in your voice that you sound ecstatic about it. No, seriously, I'm being completely honest with you here.
Yeah. I'm a record girl from hell. Okay. I mean, I grew up in the family business. I started this. This was my own. Started this in 1989, and I'm just breaking my heart.
Okay, so here's also what my senior member, because we kind of got a little off track, but that's okay.
Yeah.
So he said that, you know, of course, this type of a loan, the working capital loan, it's because it's unsecured. That's why it's mainly a little higher interest rate, and that's why, you know, these payments are a little higher than.
Yeah. I could use the what I term the second record that. Worth $125,000 for, you know, collateral.
for, sorry, what was that? As collateral. Oh, yeah, yeah. Sometimes some of these programs, we have a few of these programs that very rarely we come across it where we would attach, like, I guess the piece of equipment as collateral with the working capital. It's something that we don't normally do because we typically just go through the working capital, but let me do this. I really wanted to see what we can do to help you out, and I know this is something that has definitely kind of affected your business.
Oh my God, yes.
Tremendously. And
yes,
to
yes.
see, you know, if there's a way that we can pay, I would assume that, do you have a plan? Like, would you see if we can help you in terms of paying off American Financial fully? So paying them off and trying to get you on a better rate, would that be something that you would like to consider?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I would. I need to stay a survivor. I need to survive. Okay.
Yeah. And that's why I'm, you know, consistently followed up with you. It's because it's not that you're telling me this is, you know, the way that you want to run the business and this is the way that you want to keep it surviving. It's me following up with you and seeing how I can help, right?
Yeah.
So it's a two-way street. Like, you know, you want me to help you out, and I want to help you out. So I think with the betterment of what can happen with the business, I just want to be able to at least lay out some options for you, and see what we can get you approved for. You know.
And I don't know that you can do that. I mean, I just don't know. Okay.
Right. But I mean, the thing is, Marianne, it doesn't hurt to see what can happen, because the best part about it is you apply with us, you go through the process. If you don't get approved, you know, it could happen. And if you get approved, and we lay out some options on the table that can help the company tremendously, hey, you know, it's fine. Either way, it doesn't hurt to apply with us. It's, you know, we don't have a cost to go through the process.
Yeah.
Fairly simple process. We ask just for the application and a few other documents, and then we get you approved on our side usually within 24 hours. So we get you an answer pretty quickly to see what we can work with and how we can help. You know, so I want to be able to get, you know, the ball rolling on this. And if you have time over the weekend, I think I still have your email. Let me check real quick.
Yeah, you should. You should have that.
Let's see. It's Marianne1989STI@AOL.com, right?
Yes.
Here's what I'm going to do, Marianne. I'm going to send you over our application process. Okay, so when you have time over the weekend, because I know you sound pretty busy. It's not, you know.
And that's not fake. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, when you run a small business, it's just not easy.
No, I completely understand that. And like I said, I want to be able to help you out here and see what we can at least do for you, and if there's some options that we can work with, okay? So I'm going to send you over our application. It's a one-page application. I'm going to need a few other documents from you, 6 months of your most recent business bank statements, just to see how, you know, the business is doing, the health of it, where the money is, and how it's moving, and as well as your 2015 tax return. Do you have that on file?
You said 15?
Yes.
That's an extension. That's
okay. So if you have the extension, that'll work too, like the first page of it. And you said that you are the 100% owner of the business, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fortunately or unfortunately, I'm not sure which. Okay.
Well, at least you have the final say in everything. That's always a plus.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Okay, so I'm gonna send you over that application. When you have the time to fill it out and get to it, the quicker you get all those documents into me, the quicker I can get you an answer and see what we can play with here, okay?
Yeah, okay, that's good. That is good.
And I'm gonna in the email, it'll have all my contact information. So if you have any questions on it, if you like decide to take a look at it later today, when you have some time and you're maybe a little confused about something, give me a call. You do take credit cards, right, as payment?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
so
with that, we look at 4 months of your most recent merchant statements as well.
Okay.
Yeah, and it sounds like a lot, but it's really not. It's you know, we just need the documents.
I know, but I got to get it all together and then putting it on the computer and emailing it is just a fucking pain in the ass.
It is. I know.
can I fax it?
You can. I'll have my fax number on that as well. So if that's an easier way, just make sure when you fax it, just put my name on like who you're faxing it to. So I'll send the email have the fax number in as well. Yeah, and then so in the email, I'm going to lay out everything, kind of just explain exactly what it is I'll need, and then talk a little bit more about the ways that we can help you. Does that sound good?
Okay.
Because there's a few options, and I'm going to go and talk to one of my senior members after this, and kind of give him a little rundown of what's going on, and kind of see if he can point me in the right direction for the exact type of programs, you know?
Sure. Okay.
Okay. So look out for.
Yeah, give me the name and stuff so that I'll see it, and it'll probably hit me when I see it. But tell me again if you would, okay?
Oh, my name?
Uh huh.
Yeah, that's Niko, Niko, and it'll be from the Bank of Cardiff. It'll have on the title, like the subject line, working capital application.
All right, is that C A R G I L L?
C A R.
G-I-F-F.
Oh no, it's C A R D I F F as in Frank Frank. So it's like car and then different.
Oh, Cardiff. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, all right. I got it.
Yeah, so look out for that, and like I said, I'm you know, everything should be in there. So when you see it, start filling it out, and then we can see what we can do.
All right, fine. And where is Bank of Cardiff?
Oh, we're over here on the West Coast, down in San Diego.
Ah, San Diego. Okay.
Yep, cool. Sunny San Diego.
San Diego's beautiful. Beautiful.
Have you ever been here?
Oh yeah, been there. Been there. There's a little island where there's a big resort hotel.
Yep, it's Coronado.
Yeah.
Beautiful place. It really is.
Beautiful. Yes, it is. Absolutely. So there was a big car show there that I went to. Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
I should keep a lookout for that.
All right. That would be a good place to find some business.
Okay. Exactly. Right. But yeah. Like I said, I'm here to help you out, and I want to see what we can do for you. Okay, Marianne? So I'm going to send over that email.
Okay.
You keep a lookout for it, and I'll follow up with you tomorrow just to make sure that you got it and everything, and if you had any questions, if you took a look at it, okay?
Yeah, let's do that. Okay, great, honey. I've got to run. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course.
Bye.
Not a problem. Bye.